Kay McLagan, good start to the season for the team and for you personally.
Yeah, we probably rode our luck a bit first half. We weren't great, I've got to be honest. We probably weren't happy with ourselves, but we came out, well, not really second half. We came out after the goal. We had a good few words with ourselves when they were celebrating, and I think we were the better side for half an hour then, and probably got away with it a bit, but hey, we stuck together, and I think we deserved it just for our hard work in the last half hour.
You personally had a decent chance in the first half, didn't quite go your way, but a really cool finish to bring things level after Kano and had scored that historic goal for Penavant.
Yeah, great moment for them, and they did deserve it. Like I said, they were probably the better side for large parts up until 60 minutes. On a personal note, it's good to get off the mark in the league again, and hopefully I can carry on into next week now. Another big game Friday night against Aberystwyth. So hope to get on the score sheet and win another game.
You scored 14 goals last year, but you played a lot of your football out on the wing as Mamadou Touré was playing in the central striker role. You seem to be playing up front as the pivotal striker today. So, you know, is more than 14 the target for you on the personal level?
Well, that's my favourite position. But, you know, last year, Mo Touré was outstanding. Got the JD Cymru Premier Welsh Young Player of the Year, and deservedly so. So it was difficult to play in my favourite position, but you know, I contributed with goals from a wide position, and it worked. You know, me and Mo had a really good connection, and this year hopefully we can forge new connections with the new players that we brought in, and I can be a big part of it from a forward line.
Aberystwyth beat Carmarthen 3-2, so they're your next opponents, the Seasiders. So looking, obviously, to progress your fantastic start to the season.
Hopefully, yeah. We've got a decent record at home against Aberystwyth since I've been here. So, you know, we'll look to get another 3 points. At home, we've got a really good record. In the last, I think, 2 years, we've maybe lost only three or four games, you know, in two years. So we've got to keep that going this year. And we've got to make sure that we start right at home, probably play a bit better than we did today. And if we do, I think we'll be good enough to get 3 points maybe next Friday.
You scored against Aberystwyth last season, didn't you?
I think I did at home, yeah. I think away from home I missed a few sitters, so hopefully it'll be a better game this year for myself. But I think we won both games last year, so you know, if I score or not, you know, I'm happy for the boys to take 3 points. So that's the main thing.
Well, as people can hear, the party started in the Barry Town United dressing room. Not a bad way for Gavin Chesterfield to be celebrating the weekend of his 40th birthday, Kate.
Yeah, happy birthday to Gavi. You know, I'm sure he can enjoy it now. The fixtures have worked out well for him on a Friday night, so I'm sure he'll enjoy a few beers for his birthday on Saturday.
And he's certainly not choosing the music in your dressing room, is he?
I think this is his favourite song, actually. So, yeah, Gav's in there. He's spinning on his head at the moment, I think. So, yeah, he's got a few moves.